KN4RJ and this is KN4HTP. Yeah, for the 4th of July festivities, my dog was struggling. So I went ahead and ordered something. So it's here now, but I haven't needed it since then. Just, you know, of course, it came after I needed it the most for her. So, but yeah, that's her. She shivers and kind of hides. Her favorite spot is in the master bedroom closet. When we can't find her, that's where we look. Today I pulled out the vacuum and I didn't even have to turn it on and she took off and started hiding. So, but I'm not going to quit vacuuming. And Mark's solution was just to take her outside while I was vacuuming, so that was nice. But I do notice that she takes so many clues from, you know, her humans that it surprises me. Like if I hear gunfire in the distance, we're out of ways, and so sometimes somebody does target practice, I'm assuming. And she hears it, and I hear it, and we know each other heard it, and she's all stressed out, and I'm totally calm. But she doesn't take a clue from me on that particular item. So that's too bad. I usually say something calming to her, which makes absolutely no difference to her. I feel bad for her, but I guess if that's her only stress in her life is the occasional gunfire that she hears, and she's got it pretty good.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, my son had a husky that was a little leery of things, and especially thunderstorms. But he would look at my son, and if my son wasn't stressed out, he'd say, okay, it must be all right, and he'd just curl up, and it didn't bother him. He would take a clue from him. But Walter doesn't do that. He looks at me, and he'll come up and hop on the couch and lay his head in my lap, and I'll cover his head with a blanket so he can hide under there. And he just lays there, and every once in a while pokes his head out, look at me, and say, is it over yet, you know, type thing. And yeah, it, loud noises, even somebody, you know, dropping something in the kitchen, you know, he'll react to that. He'll jerk and look up, what was that, you know, type thing. But although if somebody opens the refrigerator, then he's gone like a shot and headed into the kitchen for a whole nother reason. But he hears the refrigerator open or a cabinet open and going in to see, you know, who's going to drop what or what kind of treat am I going to get. But if somebody drops something on the floor, or there's a gunshot off in the distance, or even if a door gets slammed, you know, he still reacts to that.
My other greyhound, Matlock, he startled everything. So over the years, I got in the habit of saying his name before I made a sound, before the door slammed, or before I dropped something on the floor. And he saw it, so he didn't have to jump up and run, but he still didn't like it. So aren't they lucky they have us to take care of them and look out for them, those wonderful pets that add so much to our lives. It's pretty nice. Part of my life is enjoying the animals that are around me.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, unfortunately they're only with us for a short time, but in any event. Well, I'm going to say 73s. Wendy, say hello to Mark for me. I'm going back on out of here. I know there's other people in the queue there who've got some good stories. So I'm going to say goodnight, and you all take care. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you for staying on the line for John. I always enjoy our topics, so thank you. This is KN4HTP. Want to check and see if I've missed anyone for check-ins? Anyone at all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Misty Zulu. That's KO 4, WWZ. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and my location tonight is Easley, South Carolina. If you're with me, mark these negatives and negatives. Thank you for calling the net, and good evening to all. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank Mr. Chandler from Easley for checking in tonight, KO4WWZ. Nice to hear you on the radio, Mr. Chan. All right. It looks like I'm going to move up to my next person for RAGCHU, and that's Harry, KC4EZN. Have any comments about the HamFest?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, I think we considered it a pretty good success. Numbers were down a little bit from last year, but then last year was the first year that we were kind of turned loose, so that's okay. But we've had no negative feedback. The gentleman who won the grand prize, which was on a Yaesu 891, was visiting in the area. He lived in either Missouri or Mississippi, and had walked around and had found a used one and just could not quite convince himself that he needed to spend the money to purchase another radio. And he went home with the new one anyway. So, anyway, and then you know how little things kind of stack up and add up, and you don't think about it until in retrospect, looking back. I made my little antenna presentation, had a small audience, and there was a gentleman there with two youngsters with him, and I kind of couched my presentation to the youngsters, and later on I went down and helped give license exams, and that gentleman took his technician, and then we always offer, if you pass, you know, one test, we'll offer you the next one if you want, and he did that and passed it also, so he went home with his general. So maybe I did not I'll say waste my time, that's not the right word, but still, those little things come together. So I think we considered it to be a success. Now, we'll, next Thursday night at the club meeting, we'll find out how it stacked up financially, but I think everybody had a good time. I really enjoyed meeting you, and like I said, met Mark last year. Did not recognize him. I recognize your voice and recognize your call sign, but did not have a face with it. So that was a real joy, and I've heard that comment from several other folks that met people there who they had talked to but had never met. So that was a real joy, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. One thing I want to, before I forget it, number one, I want to bring a silent key, WA4BBW. That was Ken Woodard, and Ken lived in Landrum with his daughter. But Ken was the owner of the Mount Mitchell repeater, set up the original one, and also, because he was an employee with the WMIT at the time, and then when he went to work for WLOS, he set up the Mount Pisgah repeater. So you folks probably didn't know him very much, because he didn't move down your way until he retired, and he was having some vision problems, so he moved in close to his daughter. But he was very instrumental up here in setting up a couple of repeaters. The Mount Mitchell repeater is still going strong. The Pisgah repeater's got some problems, but logistically it's somewhat difficult to get to. Anyway, and then the other thing I want to say before I forget it is this thing that you're doing with the silent key, I think, is a really wonderful thing. I know you started out to honor Ray Allison, and I never met Ray, but I really enjoyed listening to him and Gary talk about things, and he was an interesting person. He was pretty much on the ball and up to date with stuff. That really impressed me, y'all. But I think this is a good tradition to start. We have a silent key program we do up here, but we do it usually right after the person has become a silent key. But you're offering people the opportunity to help us remember a lot of other people, too. And as far as what we call our ham fest, we call it a ham fest. They have changed the name of the location a couple of times. So we just call it the West Cars Ham Fest, and we have had it at several different places, and this turns out to be one of the better places, because the location is very accessible, the facility is very, very adequate, and as Haywood County adds more things up there, if we needed to expand, we could double or triple our size up there with no problem or effort at all. Now, we'd have to become a bigger club to handle that, but still. But anyway, enjoyed meeting you and Mark, and we'll bounce the ball back in your court, Wendy. Casey Freeze in.
Hey, C4EZN, this is KN4HTP. I always love hearing the stories about the person who wins the grand prize, the radio winner. And he resisted buying the radio he wanted, and then he won a radio for free. That is so awesome. I am happy for him. Fun to hear. Yeah, I enjoyed the Ham Fest. It was a good spot. Parking was easy. The lunch caterer smelled great. You had that big indoor space with, you know, that was pretty full. Well, it was full. And then the big outdoor space, that was nice, too. And I just wish we'd arrived early enough just to hear your presentation from the beginning. It was just a pleasant spot there in the trees. It was a great ham fest. So I'm glad we made the effort to go up to it, and hopefully we'll get to make it to it for many years to come. It's nice to hear about the silent key that you're honoring tonight that worked on the Mount Mitchell repeater and others in other big projects in the area. It sounds great that he was so dedicated and willing to spend the time. I'm guessing it takes an awful lot of time and planning to get that kind of stuff set up. One thing I love about this hobby, though, is that the people who lay the groundwork, you know, even small things make a big difference in the future. So I appreciate you bringing up that silent key. And Mr. Ray, he's our silent key that just started this whole tradition going in our minds. I mean, he didn't personally, but it was honoring him the first year, last year, that we decided that we would like to continue the tradition of honoring him and other silent keys by, you know, trying to get 100 check-ins and drawing people's attention to the net and being able to hear about and honor silent keys. It's good to hear about all the little bits that people have done and contributed in small ways and in big ways and how they've impacted other people. So I'm really enjoying this tradition, and I think Miss Ann and I are planning to continue it, you know, as long as we can. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I remember people that helped me, N4NH, Norman Harrell, I know Gary knows Norman, the folks down your way that are part of the VE group knew Norman, and he was the scoutmaster of the troop that I work with. I worked with him, and then we traded places. He worked for me, and he he was a really unusual person. I have seen him get very I'm not sure what the right word is. Somebody needed to be reprimanded for something that was very inappropriate at the moment, and he did it in a way that left you in no doubt that you had crossed a line, but he did it in a way that did not put the person down. And I learned from that. He was, like I say, he was the scoutmaster of the troop when my son became involved with it. I became involved with it. So, and then I made the mistake, but I made the comment one night that that I had always been interested in amateur radio, and that's all it took. So Norman was big in my life, and he got me started in scouting, and he got me started in amateur radio, and then he was the founder of the West Cars DEC group, which is the oldest volunteer examiner group in the country. So, you know, he leaves a lot in a lot of places, and I think that we need to have a way of remembering that. And I think that it's a little bit important that we help some of our newer hams into some of that history. You don't need to dwell on it, but still, it's something that reminds them that, you know, some other people put forth some effort, and when their turn comes, they can put forth some effort and make a difference to somebody else. So, anyway, we'll let it go with that, Wendy, and turn it back to you and say 7-3. Like I say, I enjoyed meeting you and Mark Saturday, and look forward to somewhere along the way we'll make that happen again. I said I did send you the presentation. I did not deliver it quite as the presentation is, because I talked to a 10 and a 12-year-old audience, but it was the dad that took the test. That to me was two pieces of a puzzle that I didn't know were going to fit until he walked into the room and wanted to take his test, and dawned on me that I had just hopefully informed him a little bit about antennas. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy. I thoroughly have enjoyed it, and keep up that tradition. Figure out a way to pass that on to somebody else to keep it going. I think that's a valuable thing. It's KC4EZN, and we'll be clear.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around to rag chew with me tonight. I have to say, you don't look your age. All right. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm calling for check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call net control to check in.
Hope you and Mark are doing well tonight. Just came in, sat down, checked the mail, and listened to you and Harry make some comments there. Harry makes a good point, as always. Good to hear his comments. So, anyway, if you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville, as it is most of the time. But no comments, no traffic tonight, Wendy, but hope you make it to 100 tonight. Heard you did last week, and so I'll give you one more. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, checking in from Simpsonville, AK4HR. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Mike. Glad you got home safely. You are number 70, Mr. Mike, so I'm really grateful that we made it to 100 last week also. It was awesome. I do like Harry's point about the history and just being in touch with our history, and also his point that the history continues forward. So, you know, I know that sounds weird, but We benefit from those that came before us, and what we do will benefit those that come afterwards. So it's nice to be proud of the heritage here, and once we land here, we're located here, it becomes ours too as we enjoy the ham radio hobby. So thanks for checking in, Mike, and let's see, we'll give another opportunity here in case there is someone else listening in. Please check in by calling KN4HTP.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And I'd like to remember Mr. Bill Gregory, K4VCA. He's a silent key now. And the man that gave me my novice exam, Mac Godsey, Greenville Radio, a long time ago. And then when I got out of the hobby and got back in it, N4NH Norm Harrell up in Asheville. I traveled up to AB Tech, and he was the VE up there.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Richard, checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard, and thank you for bringing along some silent keys for us to honor tonight. All right, another opportunity here for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check in with KO4YHY, check and see if you had any comments. I jotted you down for comments later. Are you still tuned in? KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? Comments or check-ins? Please call net control. All right, the friendly Mr. Chad will be up running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in with him. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute here for the automatic net report to transmit. Hold on just a moment. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everyone.